Hello, and welcome to us, Passion Fruit Table Troop, and our first campaign agency. I'm Rowan, I'm the dungeon guy.
dungeon guy. I feel like there needs to be a baseline under that.
Just this happy voice, and then I'm the dungeon guy. And then 10 minutes of fucking heavy metal riffing, and these other two people who are talking are...
I'm Bitsy, or Beth, whichever you prefer, and I am playing Friday Love, a half-orc detective.
I am Cor, and I am playing a drow guy.
A drow surrounded in mystery.
Shrouded.
I said surrounded. That's
surrounded. Like, he's fine, but there's just mystery all around him for some reason, like a cloud. He just keeps trying to wave it away.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with him. It's just around.
It's just around.
It's in an atmosphere of mystery.
An atmosphere of mystery. Like he's in a 1987 perfume commercial.
So yeah, this is just a quick info session, so that we can leave the episodes themselves as immersive as possible. So if you just want to know what this is before you get into it, that's what we're doing. So this is a D&D 5th edition campaign where it's going to be mostly improvisational storytelling with a focus on the story. And you guys, you say something.
Basically, we are all writers and our interest is in the story more than the rules. So we consider ourselves like a four-person troupe in that we have Rowan playing all the mini characters. We have Bitsy and I, and then we have the dice bringing chaos.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I like putting it that way.
Especially Bitsy's dice, because Bitsy's dice really fucking hate her.
Bitsy's dice are, yeah, that's the fifth character that we don't talk about.
That we keep Bitsy's trying to kick dice out, and they keep showing back up to the meetings and sneaking in.
Hey, look, I don't want to crit fail any more than you want me to crit fail, and yet...
I want you to crit fail all the time.
Shut up. I hate you.
It How makes dare you put this on me. It's not because I don't...
How dare you curse
it.
Me this way, Rowan?
No, I'm rooting for you. I love you guys. Anyways, but yeah.
So we, that we was do, so sincere.
We're not a totally fuck the rules sort of thing. We do try to stick to them. So if you love D&D rules and shit, we're not going to be catering specifically to you, but we won't piss you off as much as other podcasts might. Does that feel fair?
Whatever is best for the story, I think, is our kind of backbone.
And this is why I'm not playing a wizard anymore, is because I don't have to deal with all of that carrying around all of the stuff you have to be a wizard. Yeah, bat's tongue and guano. I got that right here in my bag. It's fine.
Hell yeah. Wizards are just 90% backpacks.
That's why they have to wear cloth, because they just can't carry anymore.
Yeah. Wizard of just pocket wizards.
Pocket wizard.
Those robes
sounds
are like
vaguely dirty. I got a pocket wizard here.
Oh boy.
Which brings us to our next point.
Pocket wizard. It was at the movie theater and I got a pocket wizard.
No. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
That does bring us to our next point of this is an adult podcast with adult language and adult themes and discussions at times. Not necessarily sexual in nature, but definitely innuendos.
Okay, totally off topic, but just as an interesting point, did you know that the original Muppet Show's pilot was called The Muppets, Sex and Violence?
All right, is it too late to change your name?
I love that.
Welcome to The Muppets, Sex and Violence.
When I first found that out, I was like, damn, Jim Henson. You dirty old man, Jim Henson.
I mean, he was sitting around with his hand up something's backside all day, so
I mean, there's something inherently dirty about being a puppeteer. Language is going to be rough. There's going to be lots of F's and S's and GDs and JFCs and all of them. going to be in here. All your favorites.
A through Z. Go ahead and pick whatever words you think fit in that category, but we will find the filthy version of it. It's okay.
Yes. Yes. And then, yeah, just a blanket statement on content. Going to find your standard D&D type stuff in here. There will be descriptions of violence and death happening, probably. I don't know.
And, of course, Rowan's nightmare monsters.
Yes.
Hold on, let's go back to the death part. We are talking about the nightmare monster's death, right?
Of course, right. Only bad people and big bad monsters that have no gray area in their morals whatsoever. They're 100% evil. Those are the only things that will ever die.
Okay, awesome. Good. Yeah. I was worried there for just a second that you might, you know, kill me.
Never.
Never.
Never. But yeah, I have a bad brain and I have lots of nightmares, so I come up with some creepy things sometimes, so those will be there. But, I mean, like, in general, I think we're good, gentle people.
Except for the part where Bits and I both go, Rowan, what the hell?
Those are my favorite parts. I love it when you yell at me. But yeah, so if there's anything that you're like specifically worried about and it's like, I would listen to a D&D podcast, but I'm worried that maybe this might be in there. Or if you just have suggestions or requests for content warnings that we can put in the text in our episode descriptions, you can email us at hello@passionfruittabletroop.com.
I would also say that this is not our first campaign and not our first podcast. We have done it to completion before, and that sounds real weird.
Don't phrase it like that. Please don't phrase it like that.
Completion. Each and every one of us has done it to completion at least once.
Please don't. Oh my God. Y'all. I'm the one who's supposed to be making the filthy double entendres, not y'all.
Yeah, so let us do it.
Well,
let's get one in.
Get on with it then. Like, what's the problem? Why are we filling in this void?
Not in our intro. I'm trying to put my best foot forward, guys. Come on. Matt Mercer might be listening. Come on. Yeah,
okay.
I'll put my nasty foot
like,
forward.
He doesn't know anything about pocket wizards. Come on.
I'm going to put my really gross, unshod foot forward.
Oh, God.
Wiggle my toes suggestively.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. Okay.
No. That's, no, we're not getting into
we're
that
not,
at
We're
all.
Not getting
Absolutely
into feet
not.
Stuff in this one.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. No feet stuff. Thank you.
Okay. I got to go get rid of some notes. But yeah, we have done a thing together before. So if you feel like if you've started a new D&D podcast and you got burned because then they disappeared or they stopped doing the thing, you don't have to be afraid. In our gentle, sweet arms, we will carry you to the finish line.
To completion.
Carry you to completion. Lay you down gently, ruffle your pockets for change, and run away.
Ruffle your pockets for wizards and run away.
Yes, indeed. That is our MO.
Ah. Well, I'm already ruined. I don't know. Were there any other points? I think, feel like this is perfect.
I think we've covered everything. This is a darn good introduction into who we are, and if you can tolerate this, then hey, this is probably for you.
Yeah. We'll see you on the other side. some chime music.
Exactly.
Spooky music, take us out.
Honestly, chaotic and bizarre, but I think it's pretty on brand. Yeah.
I think that was.
Yep.